Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, the Alzheimer's Association raises nearly $110,000. Also, our Greg Stewart talks with a guest from Eau Claire County about a September 28th event in Halley, Creating Hope, Confronting Dementia with Meaningful Action. And also, part two of our focus on Hope Gospel Mission turning 25 years old. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. First off, nearly 400 participants from across the Chippewa Valley took part in yesterday's Walk to End Alzheimer's in the Chippewa Valley, DW Eau Claire. The walk, which was chaired by Marcus Stabe of TDS Telecom and Patricia Holden O'Brien of Azura Memory Care, is expected to raise nearly $110,000 to fund research and local services in the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas, including support groups, education, information and referral services, care and support, advocacy efforts, and a 24/7 helpline, which is 800-272-3900. That's 800-272-3900. More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, a leading cause of death in the United States. Additionally, more than 11 million family members and friends provide care to people living with Alzheimer's and other dementias. In Wisconsin, there are more than 120,000 people living with the disease and 191,000 serving as caregivers. Meanwhile, earlier this week on WWIB, Lisa Wells, a dementia care specialist with the Eau Claire County's Aging and Disability Resource Center, spoke with our Greg Stewart about a September 28th event at Jacob's Well Church titled Creating Hope, Confronting Dementia with Meaningful Action. Greg asked her to share more.
First of all, if we can think a little bit about it's a respite for all program. And so if we think about what respite is, it's really getting a break, it's getting rest and a relief from something that is very difficult and challenging. And if you've ever taken care of somebody living with dementia, you know it's a very challenging job, and oftentimes you're not getting a well-needed break. And so Respite for All is a national program. It started in Birmingham, Alabama, and we're bringing it here to Wisconsin. So it's a statewide event. We're hoping to gather people from all over the state of Wisconsin. It's a faith-based, volunteer-driven adult day service program. And so they're going to be coming and talking to us all about how to start this, how churches can step up and create these day service programs in the community, because we know it's very well needed. Dementia is an illness that is progressing. We have more and more people that are being diagnosed. And so this is, I think, a great opportunity for people to come and learn. If you are church, would be great for you to, or any faith-based organizations are welcome to come and learn about it. If you're interested in caregiving or dementia or just anything at all, we welcome people to come and learn more about the program.
Yeah, I mean, this is an illness that's just about touched every family, right, Lisa?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, not too often that I run to people that's never known somebody, because yeah. It's not just older people, it's younger people too that can develop this illness, and it really does not only affects that person, but it affects entire families and it affects entire communities. And so this is a great opportunity again just to step up, learn what it's about. This program is all volunteer driven, and so churches can learn about it, how they can have it in their congregation. We have programs for children. We have childcare programs. You know, I think that we can also create these respite programs as well. And so come learn about it. It's free. And so you do need to register through our organization, the Aging and Disability Resource Center. You can register online. You can give us a call. But registration is, the deadline is on Friday. We'll be serving a lunch as well. So it's from 9 to 3 at Jacob's Well Church in Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, Thursday, September 28th. So tell me about...
Correct.
Tell me about the faith aspect of caring for people with dementia.
Well, it's a faith base because it's in churches. It's mm-hmm. in faith organizations. And so let's say a church is interested. So what would that look like? Well, then there's this training that they would have to go through, and that's where the Respite for All organization provides that training. It's where they can learn about how they can create this in the church. And so it's also volunteer. So it's members of the congregation who can volunteer to help provide this adult day services in their church. And so what it looks like, it's really, you know, providing the service a couple of times a week for about 4 hours. And what they do during the day, they keep people very active, maybe from 10 to 2, you know, a small group conversation, art projects, service projects, keeping people living with dementia engaged. And then it's giving that caregiver a break as well. And so, again, it's volunteers that are providing the service to those people living with dementia. So it's not, you know, we don't have adult day services here in Eau Claire County. We used to, but we don't any longer. And again, with more and more people being diagnosed, you know, and this is an opportunity for people to go be a part of something and to be involved. You know, certainly caregivers can have care in the home, but it's also good to get out too. And it's an opportunity for, you know, if you're a member of a faith community to volunteer. And, you know, I think a lot of churches are service driven, so they want to do well for their communities. And I think this is a great way to learn how to do that.
Absolutely. All right. Deadline is this week to sign up for this event. Again, give us the details where they can go for a website, phone number, that kind of thing.
Sure. Yep. So give us a call at 715-839-4735, or you can register online at our website at adrcevents.org.
Okay. Thursday, September 28th, Jacob's Well Church, 122nd Street in Chippewa Falls, between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Sounds like a very, very good day of information and inspiration. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lisa Wells, the Dementia Care Specialist with Eau Claire County's Aging and Disability Resource Center, with our Greg Stewart on the Thursday event, 9 to 3 at Jacob's Well Church in Hallie, the Lake Hallie area, Creating Hope, Confronting Dementia with Meaningful Action. And in the final part of today's Chippewa Valley This Week, we continue part two of our look at the 25-year anniversary of Hope Gospel Mission. We began several weeks ago talking to founder Mark Donnelly about the run-up to it, his earlier idea, and how he'd been led to the initial downtown Eau Claire location across from the library, Hope Gospel Center, Eau Claire opening later in the old Cassidy's building, and then the Ruth House opening in what used to be the liquor department, the first shelter for single women in western Wisconsin. Today, we pick up our conversation as I talk about his business background coming into play, because it seems like, obviously, I mean, I'm from Milwaukee, and I knew the Milwaukee Rescue Mission, and I gave my testimony there back in the day, and that's a wonderful rescue mission, but I really don't know that they have all of the other business aspects in terms of a bargain center or building hope, and these are great things, not only for your ministry, but for the community, and so talk about the again, seeing God's hand, we both, you know, a personal infinite God who feeds the birds and clothes the lilies. It's been really helpful that you have a business background in doing this too, right?
Yes, and that caused me to look at the business aspect of it, not just the, you know, the humanitarian part of it. And so with the hiring of Craig in 2003, who was another entrepreneur, and we got the idea, and it wasn't ours, it was from our association that we were in with other rescue missions. And they, in fact, I remember Gary doing it. Gary, go around and find out what the other people are doing to try to raise money other than just donations. And the number one resounding answer was start a thrift store. And but I realized I didn't have the time to do it. And so I was looking for the right person. You know, there are a lot of people with business management experience, but I was looking for an entrepreneur. And Craig was our 47th applicant. And he had just gone through the entrepreneurial program at the university, and the other people had management experience, but it's like, no, I need somebody to do more than that. And he came along, and we clicked and hired him, and never look back. He did a great, has done a great job.
That's fantastic. Building Hope, then, 2006, a new and used building materials store opens. And tell us about the start of that, and if you can, kind of Building Hope through the years and where it's at today.
Well, Building Hope was started mainly because we wanted to do vocational training for the, more vocational training for the men, and now women as well, actually. I've worked there as well. But Building Hope wasn't necessarily a big, our first priority was to do job training, not so much just support the mission through the funding of it. Whereas Building Hope was more to help generate income for the mission. And I'll just say this, about 70% of our funding for the mission comes from the stores, and 30% from generous donations from our donors. So we couldn't operate at the level we do without the businesses, if that makes sense.
How did you see your donor base grow over the years?
Well, I think the thing that probably helped us the most was our capital campaign we started for the way back. I think it was 2015 or 16 we started that. And it took us about 5 years to raise the money and get the men's facility, new men's facility.
2008, I mean, the Leader Telegram did do some stories. It was not good PR. You were about 10 years old. It seemed like you'd taken, from what I remember, some of my conversations, I mean, it was like you guys somewhere along the way kind of shifted, did a philosophy shift. I mean, when did that happen? How did that happen? That you were, it seemed like the Denver rescue mission was one model.
Yeah, well, when you do a rescue mission, it's always hard to find that balance between being too lenient and being too strict. And that's what happened to us. We initially were a little too, in the early years, we were too lenient and ended up enabling people. And
I mean, one of the slogans is three hots and a cot, right?
Well, yes. And we wanted to be obviously more than that. But so what happened is we kind of went from one extreme to the other, and maybe got, we went from too lenient to too strict, and we're losing a lot of people along the way, a lot of residents along the way that could have otherwise, you know, been helped. And so 2008 was really kind of a blessing in a way when that article came out, because we had to take a long look at ourselves and say, okay, we were too lenient for a while. Now we're too strict. How do we get the right balance? And our association really helped us, that we were in the Association of Gospel Rescue Missions at that time, really helped us to balance out and, you know, get footed again, rooted and grounded.
And just to note, I mean, so that was 2008, that summer. I think there might have been, you know, a couple of articles in a Sunday paper back when people read the paper. but the fact is, in subsequent years, I don't know when, but I mean, the Leader Telegram did kind of do a reassessment and say, hey, look at where Hope Gospel's at today. And that had to be sweet for you.
It was. Eric Lindquist was the gentleman that was initially did the article in 2008. And of course, you know, when you get attacked, you react. And so once we got through all the reacting, and then it's like, okay, let's examine this. You know, maybe we are too strict. And it took a couple of years to balance out. And you're always trying to work for that, you know, and I don't think you ever have a perfect balance, but I think we've got a good balance now, and we're helping, you know, seeing more lives change as a result.
I think you've had a good balance for a long time. Was Eric the one who wrote the later article then too?
Yes, he did. And he's been a real, real good supporter of the mission as well. So,
okay. So 2013, the Solomon Learning Center. Well, they say the Solomon Learning Center moved into a larger facility. I mean, when did the Solomon Learning Center arise?
Well, it started when we were still in the downtown facility, and we didn't have any room to do it in our building down there. So we rented a place just a couple blocks, three, four blocks away. We rented a small building, and that was our first learning center for the residents. And they could, after they were done with work or whatever, they could come over and do the learning center. And we, to this day, we still, so the residents in our long-term program, they spend half a day doing vocational training at the store, and then they spend the other half day at the learning center working on their goals. So,
now, who are the key people with the Salomon Learning Center, and what exactly are they learning? Like, what program?
Well, Chris Hedlund is our program director, and at the time he was just doing the Learning Center part of it. And we originally started in the downtown space, and then once we got the Bargain Center, we moved in there. And now we're actually, the capital campaign we're doing is a campaign for a new learning center. Right now we have it at our Western Avenue Building Hope location. There's a small building just to the north of us that we do our learning center in, and we've outgrown that. And so that's why we're doing the capital campaign.
And so what's the vision? You're about halfway as of this interview to the $1.8 million. And so what will those dollars go toward then? I mean, just and will you build, where will the new center be?
It'll be just to the north of us, on our north of the men's facility, on the property that we, additional property that we purchased.
And that makes sense, right? I mean, you got these potentially up to 48 men, and so why not? And not that far from where the women center is too. And so kind of what's the vision for it?
Well, the vision is to continue that vocational training aspect for the academic training for them as well. And we have, I wrote it down because I can't remember it, but a person in our program, our long-term program, we have 9 different areas that we focus on while they're with us. I'll just read them off here real quick. Academics, addiction counseling, finances, life skills, mental health, nutrition, fitness, parenting, if that applies, spirituality, and vocational training. Those 9, if you're in our long-term program, those are the 9 different things that you're going to work on while you're at our school.
That's fantastic. Mark Donnelly, the founder of Hope Gospel Mission, with us on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, part 2 of our trip down memory lane with him in terms of Hope Gospel. Again, the Salomon Learning Center moving into a larger facility 10 years ago, and now they're looking to upgrade it still. We began this Chippewa Valley This Week by talking about the success of yesterday's Alzheimer's Association Chippewa Valley Walk, raising nearly $110,000. Congratulations to them. And Lisa Wells, Dimension Care Specialist with Eau Claire County's Aging and Disability Resource Center, a conversation she had with Greg Stewart on WWIB earlier this week on an event Thursday from 9 to 3 at Jacob's Well Church in Lake Halley, Creating Hope, Confronting Dementia with Meaningful Action. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.